Visiting the school. The day the parents come means much activity at the school. All rude drawings and propaganda are wiped off blackboards. School dog is muzzled. Boys wash their necks and the bath is cleaned. Next, masters are let out of their cells in new suits, mashers, ties, etc. and are forced by the headmaster to toe party line.
Have you been guilty of imperialist dogma in break by pinching a boy's cup of cocoa?
I have.
Have you practiced sabotage against the school piano by cutting wires so that low C sounds plunk?
I have.
Do you admit this led to subversive singing of D. Ken John Plunk in his Plunk So Gay?
I do.
Do you further admit to placing 3 tin ashtrays on the top of the said piano?
I do.
So that the class sing D. Tinkle Plunk John Plunk Tinkle in his Tinkle Tinkle Zing?
They did.
Were you also a tool of Wall Street by interfering with a metronome while music mistress was singing Trees at the school concert?
I was.
Did you express the view that even if the music mistress was a tree, you would not like her planted in your garden?
Yes.
Did you pawn the boxing cup to buy beer?
I did.
Have Form 3A fallen below output target on Latin sentences?
They have.
Are you guilty of everything?
Very guilty indeed.
The masters are then sent off to their classes looking keen and brisk. The bell is then rung for big school and all semble. Carpets are put down and all smoking is forbidden. Old masters are hung on the walls. N.B., Rembrandt, etc., not the Death Master. And all is ready. Headmasters say,
"Do you love the old school?"
"Yes!"
"Do you love the staff?"
"Yes!"
"Do you love the school dog?"
"Yes!"
"What do you think of the school food?"
A pause.
"Scrumptious, especially the smoked salmon."
"Will you all sing the school song?"
"Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah! Schooler! School!"
Etc. After this, the boys are manacled to desks and all who die of boredom during French and other lessons are carried out and concealed. Matron is propped up in her chair by wooden stake and school gardener wakened from deep sleep in onion bed. The stage is set. Corve. They are coming. To torture parents. School plays, displays, bun fights and jamborees. Once a boy have been sent to a school, the die is cast. All the same, every so often parents wake up and wonder how their little dear is doing. It is then that the headmaster have to organise a play or something which prove to parents that their sons are worth their salt and can learn a lot of tricks if pressed, like dogs or even seals. Imagine the scene. I am in 2B, just flying a few darts or guided missiles, when Molesworth 2 say, "Have you heard the latest? You are in the school play and must wear silk tights. Cheers, cheers, cheers." I pause, only to tough him up, and zoom off to learn that I am to be Prince Charming. Curses! I shall never live this down. Actually, not bad, as I learn part in big school after prep and think I am rather super. "La, my dear, are you a fairy? Can so pretty a creature be sitting in rags by the fire? I invite you to sup with me," etc., etc. As I am saying this, amid hail of inkpots, darts, rags and yells, Molesworth 2 come up and say, "What are you doing, Molesworth 1? Go on, tell me, oh, you might." I am touched by his evident faith and recite the words, but he say, "If you ask me, Prince Charming is a naughty old man," and zoom away.
Oh, for peace and solitude to practice my art. Hem, hem.
When the day of the play comes, all the parents are driven into school hall and locked in so none can escape. Prince Charming zoom upon the stage and play begin. Prince Charming, 'pon my soul, it is indeed a pretty wench. Who art thou?
Cinderella, I am Cinderella.
Prince Charming,
thou art not. Thou art peasant with a lot of rouge lipstick and a straw wig, and thou lookest like the wrath of God.
Cinderella, dimpling,
and thou, Molesworth One, thou canst not call thyself Prince Charming when thou hast a face like a mad baboon.
Prince Charming,
I will tough you up for that, my pretty maid.
Cinderella,
your boo sucks. Thou art much too girly in thy white silk tights that are made from I know not what. Thou couldst not tough up a flea. Ha ha, hee hee.
Prince Charming, with a low bow,
wilt thou with me to the ball, my sweet one?
Cinderella,
I have seen you dancing strip the willow in our dancing class, and I know you are like a thousand elephants, O measly weed. Get thee gone, or I will heave the pumpkin at thee.
Prince Charming,
and I will place the fairy mice down thy unwashed neck.
He boweth low, and his silk breeches bursteth. Actually, parents could not stand this kind of strong meat, so we must give them the old soft soap as per usual, and say the printed words.
They then look softly at their dear ones, and the paters all dream of the bar at the golf club.
Country dancing. Another form of torture for parents is the display of country dancing on ye sham village green. Boys all dress up in weedy costumes with all sorts of bells everywhere, and parents take their seats. Miss Pringle takes seat at school piano and strike huge opening chord. Wham, wham, bonk, zunk, plunk. Dancers enter. All.
Dilly, 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 dilly-o, with a rilly, dilly, strawberry-o.
Piano then goes wham, plunk, bish, bash, zunk, while all boys dance like mad. Bells jangle, dogs yap, babes cry, squadron of heavy bombers fly overhead, rain fall, Molesworth too gets strangled in the mayplow, man call for the telephone bill, and gardener cannot sleep in the onion bed. Piano then finish. Rank, dunk, rilly me ree, etc., and burst into flames. Miss Pringle faint, and confusion reigns with supercharge of mad Morris dancers.
Of course, there are other organised forms of torture for parents. Recitation of Loss of the Royal George, Latin play, duet, N. Molesworth and P. Peason, Spring Song, Mendelssohn. Chorus from Mikado, Christopher Robin, carol concerts, and not least Molesworth too, who play mightily his famous piece, Fairy Bells, which nothing have ever been known to stop.
Any case, there is only one thing for parents to say when they recover their speech. They must say it was much better than last year. What last year must have been like then is a lot more than I can imagine.
Assembly of the Wizzo spaceship. Bung the box containing the model over to your pater and watch his face as he reads the instructions. How to assemble in 5 minutes. Your box will contain the following parts. 1 corm thruster. 1 envelope. 6 Wizzo crabbing pins. 4 Wizzo girders. 10 special grabs. 1 computator with vertical helicons. Provide yourself with Wizzo screwdriver and tube of Wizzo concrete paste. From all dealers. Get a metal drill, a spirit level, and welding set from your toolbox. Gum the flap A to the corm thruster. C, bending towards the Wizzo girders. D, and inserting the crabbing pins. Be careful that the crabbing pins do not touch the special grabs. Iron the envelope. F, and blow it up until it is the size of a football. And quickly insert Wizzo girders. Pierce the envelope with a Wizzo skewer. From all dealers, and carefully ease the computator into the envelope, securing with the grabs. When the computator is in place, adjust the helicons by marrying the corm thruster to grabs and crabbing pins. Your Wizzo spaceship is now ready for flying, and your pater after 3 hours is ready for suicide. NB, as a kindly thought, Provide a Wizzo sledgehammer for smashing the whole thing to relieve your pater's feelings. You will find he sticks to it with the Wizzo concrete paste, which is super. Reading aloud. It happens very often that parents think they are worried about the progress a boy is making. They do not realise that all boys are numbskulls with naught brains, which is not surprising when you look at the parents, really. The whole thing goes on and on. There's no stopping it. It is a vicious circle. Some parents try to teach Lat, Arith, etc. in the halls, but either they don't know enough or they lose their tempers and get into a terrific bait. Other parents try to give culture, etc., and this is always disastrous. Parent. Now, Nigel, we have a quiet half hour before bed. I will read you The Happy Prince. It is a very beautiful story indeed and will bring tears to your eyes. Scholar. Okay, super, smashing and good show. Parent. In low voice, full of emotion. High above the city, on a tall column, stood the statue of the Happy Prince. Nigel, will you stop looking out of the window? Scholar. There's a Canberra bomber going past. Look, zoom, whiz, meow. Parent. Boys will be boys, I suppose. I will start again. High above the city, on a tall scholar. It's coming back! Parent, with patience. Column, stood the statue of the Happy Prince. He was gilded all over with thin leaves of fine gold. Scholar, machine guns! Parent, you know, old chap, this is an absolutely tip-top tale, but it's no use my reading it if you were going to shoot down the enemy like that. Please listen. Scholar, I am listening. Parent, where was I? For eyes he had two bright sapphires and a large scholar. How long would it take to fly to the moon? Parent, what have that to do with this beautiful tale of the Happy Prince? Scholar, absolutely naught. With some of the planets you would be 823 before you got there. Parent, sticking to it. He is as beautiful as a weathercock, remarked one of the town councillors. Have you got a handkerchief, Nigel? As this tale gets sad later on, a swallow strips the prince of all his gold. Scholar. Did he sell it? Oh, gosh! Parent. Why do you say, oh, gosh? The tale is beautiful because of the loveliness of the prose. It may help you to have a better character, Nigel. It may, but Scholar is not listening. He is throwing chalk at a black beetle on the window. Parent chucks the book at him in colossal rage and stumps off to have a drink. The Molesworth Bogus Report. Directions. Fill in the name and post on first day of holes. Destroy real report when it comes along. History. Extraordinary. His Life of Marlborough was uncannily brilliant. One of the best things of its kind in the present century. Geog. He have a splendid sense of position. Give him a globe and he know exactly what to do with it. Greek. Beyond words. English. I didn't ought to say too much in praise of his style, did I? But his essays are remarkable. French. Très, 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 très bien. Bravo. Formidable. Drawing. A wonderful sense of colour and line. Music. Toscanini must beware. Headmaster's report.
There was a time when dear Nigel was rather wild and chased about the place at full tilt shouting, "Down with school!" Now, thanks to St. Custard's, that is all changed. Thanks to St. Custard's, he have almost worked a miracle. Now we see him whole scholar, poet, man of action, dilettante, wine lover, dreamer, beer drinker, coiner of phrases, wit, athlete, strongman. He is the lot. Thanks to St. Custard's. I think he should now go on from strength to strength, and you can imagine with what feelings I look forward to his returning next term.